I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. We know young refugees are especially susceptible to radicalization when they feel a loss of hope and purpose in their lives. And extremist groups know this too, but Christian ministries are stepping in and speaking hope into the lives of young refugees. Dale Dielman with 10 Schools International says one thing they do is support computer labs job training.
The trainees then would be persons who are within that country, but mostly refugees who have come and have nothing to do. These are young adult refugees who are not in any schools or in any other way engaged in employment.
It's not just job training, though. It's also an adventure into conversations about the gospel. Find the full details and learn how to help at missionnews.org. And AMG International's Damaris House, a Christian home for women recovering from human trafficking, is celebrating its one-year anniversary. International's Bill Passins.
The epidemic of human trafficking is a problem worldwide, and so thankfully we're being much more educated and much more aware of this epidemic. But specifically in Greece, it's becoming a problem because of the desire for them to use Greece as a trafficking lane, so to speak. It's kind of a gateway into Europe. Its location kind of makes it easier to get there than some of the other places, and then it kind of gives them access to the European Union and then the West from there.
Women coming out of prostitution are often left with nothing, no money, no family, no way to survive. Head to missionnews.org to learn how to help this ministry as they act out the gospel to these women. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, he is offering a cookbook that helps you share the gospel just by cooking a meal. Get yours for free when you click the link at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.